Jeremiah chapter 41. But it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of royal seed, came with the king's dignitaries and another 10 men accompanying him to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, in Mizpah, and they ate a meal there together in Mizpah. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him arose, and they struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and he killed him whom the king of Babylon had appointed in the land. And Ishmael struck down all the Jews who were with him, with Gedaliah, in Mizpah, and also the Chaldeans who were present there, the warriors. And it came to pass on the second day of the killing of Gedaliah, while no one knew about it, that 80 men came, men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, with their beards shaven off and their clothes torn, and having made incisions on themselves, and with a meal offering and incense in their hands, to bring to the house of the Lord. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping continuously as he went. And it came to pass, when he met them, that he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam." Then it came to pass, when they had come inside the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, he and the men who were with him, slaughtered them and put them in the pit. But 10 men were present among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we have hidden treasures in the field, wheat and barley and oil and honey." And he did not do it, and he did not kill them among their brothers. And the pit into which Ishmael threw all the corpses of the men whom he had struck down with Gedaliah is the one which King Asa had made when confronting Baasha, king of Israel. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with those killed. Then Ishmael took captive all the remainder of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters and all the people who remained in Mizpah, over whom Nebuzaradan the chief guard had appointed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah took them captive and set off to cross over to the sons of Ammon. And when Johanan the son of Kareah and all the officers of the forces which were with him heard all the evil which Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, they took all the men and went to fight against Ishmael the son of Nethaniah. And they found him at the water-rich area which is in Gibeon. And it came to pass, when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the officers of the forces who were with him, they rejoiced. And all the people whom Ishmael had taken captive from Mizpah turned round and returned and went to Johanan the son of Kareah. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped with 8 men from the encounter confronting Johanan. And he went to the sons of Ammon. And Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the officers of the forces which were with him, with all the remainder of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after he had struck down Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, took men, warriors, and women, and children, and eunuchs, whom he had recovered from Gibeon, and they set off, and they stayed in the lodging place of Kimham, which is beside Bethlehem, on their way to go to Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, because they were afraid of them. Because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had struck down Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed in the land.